1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Democratic nominee Kamala Harris and running mate Tim Walz wrapping up their bus tour in Georgia today, both sitting down with CNN for their first joint interview. ABC's Jonathan Carl says Harris has faced criticism from the Trump campaign for not talking sooner to the press.
Part of the delay here was that Harris needed to figure out a lot of things very quickly. She obviously needed to secure her spot as the Democratic nominee. She needed to choose her running mate. And then she needed to figure out where she stands.
Republican nominee Donald Trump in Michigan taking to the stage for his remarks this hour. A change of venue hearing today in Idaho. Attorneys for college murder suspect Brian Koberger trying to get that trial moved to a new county. An inspector general audit of the FBI finding the agency has not made enough changes in the wake of the Dr. Larry Nassar sex assault case and how it handles sex abuse allegations involving children, recommending it make improvements as soon as possible. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. COVID-19 activity is running high in parts of Wisconsin. That's based on wastewater data, hospital admissions, and lab testing. State epidemiologist Tom Haupt says late summer COVID spikes are now the norm.
That could be due to the fact that people's immunity is starting to wane from last fall's vaccinations or have been infected before.
The new booster shot is rolling out, and Haupt says it should be effective against the current strains going around. Governor Evers' changes to school spending in the state budget will stand. Dane County Judge Stephen Elke ruled this week the changes Evers made are allowed under state law. Evers used his partial veto to transform spending on school literacy into a general spending increase for the Department of Public Instruction. He also cut grants for school vouchers and private schools. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLCX News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles, in for Jimmy Koska. Former President Donald Trump's town hall in La Crosse tonight at 6 takes place at the same time as several other major events in the downtown area. That includes 3,000 UW La Crosse students moving into dorms and a Viking Mississippi cruise ship docking nearby. The La Crosse Police Department is telling drivers to plan for extra time, be patient with traffic, and to consider alternate routes. The Vietnam Veterans Trail was temporarily shut down. City officials are enforcing a new no-camping ordinance, leading to the removal of those unsheltered in their possessions. The closure, which started yesterday morning, involves crews clearing the marsh area. That's said to address public health, safety, and environmental concerns. The Parks and Rec director says it's necessary, especially with the changing of the seasons. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, in for Jimmy Koska for WLCX News.
Big inning leads to a big win in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. The Brewers used a 5-run fifth inning to win 5-3 over the San Francisco Giants Wednesday night. William Contreras hit a 2-run home run in the inning, while Freddy Peralta struck out 8 in 6 innings of work as Milwaukee climbed to 20 games over 500. The series finale is Thursday afternoon. The Green Bay Packers cut their roster down to 53 this week, including making some big decisions at kicker and running back. Head coach Matt LaFleur said it's disappointing to lose A.J. Dillon for the season.
Yeah, it's really discouraging because we had a pretty clear vision for what he could do. And it wasn't just going to be as a runner. I thought the versatility was what I was most excited about.
The Packers open the season a week from tomorrow against the Eagles in Brazil. And the Wisconsin Badgers kick off their football season tomorrow night against Western Kentucky at 8 p.m. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening, some severe with large hail, damaging wind gusts, maybe an isolated tornado, and heavy rainfall. Rain diminishing overnight, lows upper 60s. Pleasant temps and sunshine ahead for Friday and the holiday weekend. It's 82 right now.
Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Buck, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident you're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Gwyneth Paltrow, she has a company called Goop. You remember that project she sold? She found a way to bottle her the scent of her
privates. Right. Yeah.
That's a little pretentious. That's the last thing I would want to inflict on the population. Hey, everybody. Here's Pete's crotch. Line up. You can get it fresh here at the farmer's market, or you can buy it in aisle 4.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Fred Gutenberg, whose daughter was killed in the Parkland shooting, joins me next. We'll talk about why Derek Van Orten is unfit to serve another term in U.S. Congress.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Show.
It's a Thursday, man. It's not a Monday.
Welcome to it, man. I'm back. I'm here adjacent to the La Crosse Center in beautiful downtown La Crosse, Wisconsin. And, Dom, there are thousands of people. I can see them out the window from the fourth floor of the Radisson. And I have rolled with the Dom. I have rolled out of the Trump Town Hall, because if I cannot be heard loud and clear and sexy, it just ain't worth the effort. So I'm out here. But our pal, James Kelly, journalist with Civic Media, he is inside the rally. And my understanding, the special broadcast, the show must go on, that will be hosted later by Terry Bell, Todd Alba, and James Kelly inside the room. But I have left the room, Dom. I am outside the room, and
Elvis has left the building
now. Elvis has left the building. First and foremost, let me be honest with this audience. There is a lot of enthusiasm for Donald Trump right now in downtown La Crosse. And I started the day with a different impression of the turnout. When I came by 10:30 this morning looking for our old haunt, Basie's, apparently no longer in business, I came downtown and we drove by the Trump, the assembled, and it was maybe 250 at 10:30 this morning. And I'm like, that place seats 8,000. This is going to be a problem. This is definitely going to be an optical problem for Trump. It will not be a problem. When I exited about 3:30, so I could join you here back on the airwaves, Dom, it was 2/3 full, and there was a line at least 5 blocks all the way out into Lakeside Park, and they've got at least that big a crowd outside, it looks like. So they're going to have at least 1.5 time capacity. They're going to have 10, 12,000 people here. Not everybody's getting into the party. And unfortunately, I've had to step out, but I'm here with you fine folks on the radio. That's the most important part, right, Dom?
Yeah, man.
So I met some people today, Dom.
Yeah, of course. The man on the street, Rudy, that is what you do best.
You know, each and every time I go to a Trump rally, I think to myself, I sure do hope this is my last Trump rally. Like, there's never another day where I have to go through what I'm going through today. But here it is, Dom. I'm a grown-ass man, and I'm at another Trump rally today. Perhaps, and this time I mean it when I say it, my last Trump rally.
Perhaps.
But let me tell you about
still said perhaps.
I'm not out front. Never say never, man. There's always a chance. Let me tell you about some people I met out front of the Trump rally today out here. What street is this, Dom, that the Radisson and the La Crosse are? That's like second Avenue or 2nd Street in La Crosse. The river is like effectively Street Zero, the Mississippi River. Mighty Miss, maybe you've heard of it, Dom. Some college kids drowned in there. I think it's the Smiley Face Killer. But anyways, back to the MAGA faithful. And by midday, there were thousands of them. And by, you know, mid-afternoon, Dom, they're going to have more than capacity of about 7,500, 8,000 inside the room. They're going to have thousands outside. So the enthusiasm is real for Trump. And I want to start with the Trump guy I met right away. And this guy was directing people. You know, it seemed like he was sort of head MAGA in charge, at least of this little corner of the block. And he was down kind of by Pearl Street, down by the La Crosse Center, for those that are informed if they've been down there. And this guy's wearing the cheese head, the foam cheese. Only his says MAGA on every side. MAGA. And this guy's name is Tom. And he told me he was a volunteer. I kind of surmised that. He had a lanyard much like this one. Mine says press. His said volunteer. So here's Tom. Let's meet him. Right here. Met him on the streets of La Crosse. Played for the people, if you would, Rich.
Okay. You got your now I am.
Oh.
You got your MAGA cheese hat on. We got Donald Trump doing a town hall here in La Crosse. And now the crowd's starting to pack out here. What do you think people are hoping to hear?
The same thing that Trump's been saying all along. We need to close the border. We need to start drill, baby, drill. We need to take care of stopping illegal immigration, dealing with those that are the 3,000 children that are lost and we don't know about, find them. Like I said, drill, baby, drill. Deal with our foreign affairs, with the Middle East getting very, Israel, Middle East, Ukraine, all that stuff.
Where do you stand on Ukraine, if I may ask?
He doesn't know. I'll give you the answer. I'll shorten the answer. He didn't have a strong Ukraine policy to offer on the street corner in La Crosse. And, you know, Tom didn't have a hell of a lot to offer, period. I didn't find myself enthralled with Tom's conversation.
Well, and it's
tone,
it's consistent with the MAGAs because they just kind of repeat what the cult leader says. Drill, baby, drill. I mean, it's do you know that this country has produced more gas and oil under the Biden administration than ever has in the history of this country? So you're going to drill, baby, drill more? Because we're already drill, baby, drilling, and I'm not. On, but do you realize under if that's your ideal, then perhaps you should vote for Biden. I'm sorry, Harris.
You don't even know who they should vote for. I heard you in the last hour. If you learned anything from me, vote for one of the above. So, you know, that's a definitive answer to give, Dom. Yes, Tom didn't have a strong opinion. He didn't want to hear the new album. Tom wants to hear the greatest hits. Nothing but freedom rock, baby. Don't give me the new stuff. Give me Fat Elvis. So that was Tom. That was the very first guy I met today, and I try to do this in sequential order so you kind of meet him in the direction and the order I met him. Now here's another guy. And this young whippersnapper, and you're not going to like him immediately. I just mean you, Dom. Maybe the audience. They might be more empathetic for this guy. But you've seen me ask questions through the years, and sometimes people don't want to answer the questions. And you can tell right away with this guy. And his name is Brandon Maley. And I wouldn't identify him just as a random Trump supporter, but he was sitting under the tent for Turning Point Action. And I did ask him his name. He gave me both first and last names. And to make sure I'd spelled it right, I looked him up, right? It's worth the Google. Well, he's the Republican Party chair of Dane County, which is Madison, Wisconsin. I'm here in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Today, Donald Trump's doing a town hall here. But the Republican Party chair, who's a young whippersnapper of like 24, is here on behalf of Turning Point Action, which, don't forget, Dom, is Charlie Kirk's outfit and is the hired gun, the turnout mechanism of the Republican Party. So this guy finds himself very conflicted when I start asking him questions.
Right.
But let's see how he does. I almost fell off this chair. Let's see how he does, because the first one seemed like the very straightforward question. Let's see how he does. Brandon Maley, the subject, on behalf of Turning Point Action, the Dane County Republican Party, play for the people. Rich.
You're here with Turning Point, and may I get your name, sir?
I can't go really in depth. I can maybe answer a few basic questions. That would be about it for now.
Sure. Well, how about your name?
Brandon.
Brandon.
Last name Maley, M-A-L-Y.
Very nice to meet you, Brandon. UW La Crosse, the kids are back in town. They're moving them in. What is Turning Point's role here in the UW La Crosse's campus?
We have to get the youth voter enthusiasm up and get them to our side. The Democrat machine in Wisconsin has relied upon getting a very high percentage of the vote across all of the UW campuses. So it's our job to get more conservative students more engaged, and we'll be doing that this semester.
You know, I'm a graduate of this college. About 30 years ago, there was a very active Young Republican program. Is there now a Young Republicans, or is it Turning Point organizationally? What is the organization on campus for Young Republicans?
Well, we have to see what's coming up this semester, because what happens a lot with these college political groups is you start a College Republicans or a Turning Point or whatever, and then the senior class that was super motivated graduates, and then sort of the backstory is sometimes these things drop off and then come back up. So, you know, I can't tell you which organization, whether it's going to be College Republicans or Turning Point, that's going to be more active. Do you guys know? Is it going to be the College Republicans back up and active?
And they never really gave you a sufficient answer, Don, but wherever the money is, I suspect that's where they're going.
Uh-huh.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates right here. I am where it all began for me, Don. My broadcast career began right here in La Crosse, Wisconsin. I am immediately adjacent, literally adjacent to the La Crosse Center. And right inside that building, Don, I'm still got my Trumpian credentials around my neck. I might still sneak back in later just to see what the party looks like. But Donald Trump at 6 o'clock tonight is doing a town hall moderated by Tulsi Gabbard. He's doing it in a swing district. Plenty of people here. There are at least 10,000 trying to get into an arena with 7,500 seats and overwhelming the cell phones. So I am next door, but I will bring you all the details you need. Come back with us. Devil's Advocates on the road again, Dom, for the very last time. Come on back. The La Crosse Center, right next door, Crudy at the Radisson.
You're listening to the Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever, only at the DevilRadioSwag.com, because we got bills too.
It all starts with a question more than 75 years ago. Can hauling a fishing pole to the water hole be made easier? Bob and Bill Johnson find an answer, and the very first multi-section bamboo fishing pole is created. It's 1948. The brothers' invention also leads to the launch of St. Croix Rod Company in Park Falls, and it becomes the talk of the state. So do you know which fish is considered the prize catch in Wisconsin? Is it northern pike, bluegill, or walleye? The answer coming up. The St. Croix Rod Company continues to call Park Falls home, but now operates what is considered the most advanced facility in the country. The company offers more than 800 award-winning rods and reels, still being created as the answer to every angler's fishing question. So which fish is the prized catch? Walleye.
Yeah.
It's challenging to catch, delicious to eat. And this is not the one that got away, but is one true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Sometimes life's challenges leave you feeling alone. We all need someone who understands and listens without judgment. That's what the 988 Wisconsin Lifeline is for. 988 is free and confidential. Trained counselors are ready to listen and provide support 24/7 for mental health and substance use concerns. You can contact 988 for yourself or for someone you know. Don't wait. Call or text 988 or chat online at 988wisconsin.org. 988 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you.
Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Eagle 1490 AM.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Crudy in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Trump speaking there later this evening. Vice President Kamala Harris speaking at a campaign rally in Savannah, Georgia right now. If we're able to at some point, Rich, we'll bring it to the people. But until that happens, she has a raucous crowd talking about giving families with new children a $6,000 tax credit. She's talking about her, the differences between her and Donald Trump. Donald, of course, taking care of the billionaires. All right, let's hear a little bit of VP Harris, if you would, please, Rich.
Parents with diabetes. So, yeah, we're not going back. We're not going back. And we will move forward. Fight for the future. And it is a fight for freedom. Like the freedom of a woman to make decisions.
Sounds like some protesters in the crowd.
Some people just like to catcall and be part of the show, though. Also, Dom, you know how that goes.
Donald Trump handpicked three members of the United States Supreme Court with the intention that they would undo the protections of Roe v. Wade, and they did just as he intended. And now, more than 20 states have a Trump abortion ban, including Georgia.
A Trump abortion ban.
In fact, every state in the South, except for Virginia, has a Trump abortion ban. And think about that. Many.
I like that
no
framing.
Exceptions even for rape and incest. That is immoral. Immoral. And let us all agree, one does not have to abandon their faith or deeply held beliefs to agree the government should not be telling her what to do.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on, man.
And if he wins, Donald Trump will go further. He will sign a national abortion ban, you best believe. And he would create a national anti-abortion coordinator and force states to report on women's miscarriages and abortions. It's right there in Project 2025. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Simply put, they are out of their minds. Why don't they trust women? Well, we trust women. And when Congress passes a bill to restore reproductive freedom as President of the United States, I will proudly sign it into law. Proudly. And across our nation, in addition to that, we are witnessing a full-on assault on other hard-fought, hard-won, fundamental freedoms and rights.
There seemed to be protest in the room, Don.
I did hear some yelling about Palestinian the last time around.
Let's break away. Let's contrast this immediately with a young lady I met today. Her name, Bethany. Bethany, a Onalutha, Onalaska Luther grad. She told me, are we back to the speech, Rich? If we can get this speech, we'll go back to the vice president. Otherwise, you got to meet Bethany. Pretty in that red hat, Dom. And blonde, even though she looked a little beyond the golden years, if you know what I'm saying, like maybe that blonde wasn't entirely real. Let's go back to the speech. If you're ready, Rich, pot it up. Don't hear it, Rich. You got to play it for the people.
We've got to get a hostage deal done and get
there
a
we go. Thank you, Rich.
Done now.
Sounds like she addressed the protest.
So back to this election and Donald Trump. So in addition to the fight on the fundamental freedom to make decisions about one's own body, I have been traveling our country and the people of Georgia know what I know. There is a full-on assault on hard-fought, hard-won freedoms and rights, including the freedom to vote, the freedom
ongoing protest, apparently, at the Kamala Harris rally. And where is this event taking place, Dom? I'm here in La Crosse, but where is Kamala at? And where are these protesters at?
This is occurring in Savannah, Georgia, right now. Kamala Harris was doing the bus tour in Georgia. This is the conclusion of that tour in Savannah.
Generations of Americans before us led the fight for freedom. Now, Savannah, the baton is in our hands. So we who believe in the sacred freedom to vote will finally pass the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. The freedom to live safe from gun violence will finally pass universal background checks and red flag laws. So much is on the line in this election. So much is on the line. And understand,
folks, Vice President Kamala Harris speaking in Savannah, Georgia. Yours truly, Crudy here. Immediately adjacent to the La Crosse Center, thousands still trying to get in for a Trumpian town hall. That special event happening at 6 o'clock. And don't forget, Harris and Walz doing their first media interview since the nomination. That happens at 8 o'clock. Broadcast right here. Keep it locked. Devil's Advocates.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed.
keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An inmate at the state prison in Green Bay is dead. Corrections officials say it appears his cellmate killed him Tuesday. It's the latest in a string of inmate deaths at Wisconsin's oldest maximum security prisons since last year. The presidential campaign returns to battleground Wisconsin. Last night in De Pere, Republican running mate J.D. Vance spoke against the high cost of living.
Wages have failed to keep pace with the price of groceries, the price of housing. So you've got people working harder and harder, feeling like they can't get ahead.
De Pere Democratic Assembly candidate Christy Welch blames businesses for keeping costs high after the pandemic.
The term that a lot of people have probably heard, but you know, that is referred to as greedflation.
She's running against Republican Benjamin Franklin. Donald Trump campaigns in La Crosse tonight. Civic Media has special coverage starting at 6. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLCX News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles, in for Jimmy Koska. In a move to enforce a new no-camping ordinance, La Crosse authorities temporarily shut down the Vietnam Veterans Trail yesterday. It starts a cleanup operation to clear the marsh of unsheltered campers and their belongings. The closure involved city crews removing items left behind and addressing what are called environmental and safety concerns along the trail. Eau Claire and Eau Claire County are the latest areas in Wisconsin to report whooping cough cases. The state is facing a significant increase in cases, with 278 reported so far this year. That's compared to only 51 last year total. A time-honored tradition started yesterday for those seeking higher education. Move-in got going for 3,000 students moving into campus life at UW-La Crosse. The unloading, goodbyes, and tears will take place over the next several days at the UW campus. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, in for Jimmy Koska for WLCX News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. It only makes sense that there would be no sequel to a movie called It Ends With Us. But it's a strong possibility, as stars Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni appear to be feuding, according to Variety. The Insider Mag claims that inside sources say there is no way to salvage the relationship between the two actors. Complicating things is the fact that Baldoni directed the film and Lively produced the film. Baldoni owns the rights to both of Colleen Hoover's books, It Ends With Us and It Starts With Us. Seems like the first one should be the sequel. Am I the only person who likes the Kelce brothers but has also had enough of them? Thanks to Amazon, they are not going anywhere and are about to become a lot richer. According to Variety, Travis and Jason Kelce just signed a $100 million deal with Amazon's Wondery, which gives them exclusive rights to the brothers Kelce's New Heights podcast for the next 3 years. Meaning all that money they make playing football and that Travis will make doing buddy cop films is pretty much just walking around money. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening, some severe with large hail, damaging wind gusts, maybe an isolated tornado, and heavy rainfall. Rain diminishing overnight, lows upper 60s. Pleasant temps and sunshine ahead for Friday and the holiday weekend. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer, the founder of the Recombobulation Area and political editor of Civic Media, joins us at 10:30. Be here.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about. the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, live in La Crosse. Crudy, turn on your button, and you can speak to the fine audience and your little buddy Dominic. Dom, it's like the old days. You know, I get downtown in La Crosse, I start losing my mind just a little
you know,
bit.
Something about that town, man. There's just something about that town.
Felt like I nearly got arrested the last time you and I were here. But as my son's now attending the college here, at least he intends to start on Tuesday, right? They start classes next week. Just bring the kids up early, get them some
college, Crudy. Getting through the first semester, you know, I think I lost about 25% of the guys I met after the first semester.
I gained like 20 pounds. Different metric, realize. On the occasion, Donald Trump here at the La Crosse Center, and Donald Trump at 6 o'clock is doing a town hall, and it's being moderated by Tulsi Gabbard. And I got to tell you, buddy, it's packed. And earlier today, I did not think that this occasion was going to draw out the Trump supportive, only because they weren't here yet. At 10:30 this morning, there are about 250 in line. The front row is there off. And this will be a supportive crowd. This is not like a, you know, venue screen crowd for independence and stuff of that nature. And I will say, I've seen crowds that were way more in the costuming. You know, there's a certain flavor when you go to the Trump rally. Some wear, you know, like suits. Usually they're wearing like their Trump suits, and I did see a few, and I do have a few examples, and I'll share them with you. But special event coverage happening right here on Civic at 6 o'clock tonight. I'm gonna get you started, and I'm gonna pitch it over to James Lee, who's inside the La Crosse Center, inside the room, and Trump's got his thing, but here is the vice president and VP nominee Tim Walz. They got their thing tonight with CNN. My understanding is they're going to broadcast it right here on Civic Media. Complete coverage, political junkies. Tonight is your night right here on Civic Media. And Dom, I'm doing it from God's country for the very last time, right here from the La Crosse Center downtown. You know, I'm not sure if I'll be welcome back in this town. The Eagle, 1490 AM. Let me introduce you to a woman. And this is the young lady that went to Onalaska Luther. Her name is Bethany. And Rich, play it for the people. I'm gonna let Bethany's words speak for themselves.
It used to be Red Raiders.
I don't recall that. I remember doing some Bernie's blast offs down on the end of the street. Do you remember that when he'd play the bottles?
Onalaska Luther.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My name's...
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Well, I didn't graduate around here, but I went to college up here. I love this town.
Okay.
Can I just get a first name?
Bethany.
Bethany. Donald Trump's doing a town hall in La Crosse, and that's kind of a big deal. Obviously, it's going to bring national media and a lot of guys like me around as well. What are you hoping he has to say, and, you know... What kind of questions do you think you'll get from the audience tonight?
I hope he stays strong. Whatever, I don't like the soft, tender touch of Kamala Harris. I think we need to be strong.
And what is the soft, tender touch?
Wait,
what does that
it.
Mean to you when you say it?
Wait for it.
A woman. I don't know if you can say that, but I don't think she has... the guts or nerve to do what needs to be done.
Bethany, the Onalaska Luther grad, peroxide blonde, tells us that she's a woman, Dom. I can't vote for her because she's got a Tinder side. She's not willing to do waterboarding or worse, you know, what needs to be done out there in this cold, hard world. So, Bethany, she's definitely not for Trump. I couldn't believe it. I mean, literally, you're talking to someone. She seems so nice, and you're having a cordial conversation. And sometimes I find myself, and I'm thinking to myself, am I ever going to get sucker punched out here on one of these rope lines as I'm asking these questions? And B, are you for real, Bethany?
Right? I mean, you are a woman, Bethany. And you don't seem to hold any punches back of your criticism of the vice president. So what? You wouldn't have the stomach for it? I mean, I don't know what to say about that. A woman, you know, bringing down another woman because she's a woman? Okay.
Well, at some point, Bethany was struggling for her answers, and she turned to Bob. And Bob's a big dude. I'm looking up at Bob. And anyways, he's wearing a Team Trump 2024 sticker, as I put on the back of my civic media credential today, you know, just to show him I meant to be there. Well, Bob's wearing it on his Gilligan-style hat, you know, one of those big canvas hats. And Bob's a, you know, like a big Wisconsin burly dude, Fu man. And the first time I talked to Bob, he had some suggestions for questions tonight. The CNN interview with Kamala Harris, it's going to play here. But here's what Bob thought they should ask Kamala. And then I had a follow-up for Bob. So stick around for that. It started, Rich. Play Bob. Met him at a Trump rally.
First name and then...
Sure.
Go ahead. What's your first name?
Bob.
Bob, we're here in La Crosse. La Crosse Center Trump rally. And you were about to say. I
mean, I didn't give her a reason. Some of the questions I wish CNN would ask Kamala and Wills is, we're hearing of the current promises to lower pricing for the middleman or for America. And my question would be, A, how are you going to do that? B, why aren't you doing that right now?
Is Biden in charge or is Harris in charge, do you think, in the current sense? Or who's in charge?
Yeah. I think that's a scary question. I don't know that either one of those people are in charge. I think there's a small group of about four or five individuals that are steering the ship right now, which is a little typical to what we're seeing in D.C. now with how large the city of D.C. is of itself, the administrative state, as it's called, where our directly elected politicians aren't doing much in terms of running our country, unfortunately, at all right now because of the massive size of our federal government. And I think that's one of the draws to Donald Trump is how he, at least initially, we know he wants to drain the swamp. He kind of laid off it this time around, but we know he wants to drain the swamp. And so I think that's the number one thing we need to do as a country for now.
A little more background on Big Bob, the Trump supportive guy I met in front of the La Crosse Center. He said he was a Vivek Ramaswamy guy, and the thing most appealing about Ramaswamy's platforms, the proposed 75% reduction in the federal workforce. That's what Bob's down for. You know, less services and presumably a tax cut, because who doesn't want a tax cut? But I did ask one follow-up question of Bob. And Rich, going to need your help with this. Appreciate you working hard. Play Bob. Didn't Trump also have a prior term? Doesn't he have a track record of sorts, sir? Something like that. I paraphrase me. Play it for the people, Rich.
Harris or Trump, they both have had a term, right? So they kind of have a track record. And if they say, I'm going to do this the next time, why didn't they do it the first time? So whether it's build the wall, make Mexico pay for it, or drain the swamp. Well, my question would be is, why didn't Trump do those things the last time around?
Trump did it to an extent. He had a lot to hold him back. He was always under an impeachment or a Russiagate or something. But I can't say I disagree with you. I wish he would have done it more. I like Vivek Ramaswamy's promise to instantly fire 75% of the federal government. I think that was a great campaign thing to run on, personally. And I know the Libertarian Party would be completely on board with that as well. But I wish he would shift his focus on that. And I agree. I wish he would have drained the swamp more.
I wish he would accomplish some of his prior campaign promises, if you would hope, to reelect the man. But I'm glad that Bob showed a little intellectual honesty there. He kind of turned it. I agree with you. He should have drained the swamp more, like Vivek Ramaswamy would have. But anyways, that was Bob, Dom. And I've only got one more. I bet they're out on the streets. While there's time in this segment, let's introduce the people to Joey. Joey's not only got a MAGA hat on, he's got an American flag and a Trump flag sticking out of his MAGA hat. He's
wow.
wearing buttons. You know, he's got so much, I forget what they call that, flair or whatever. He looks like he should be working at an Applebee's.
Yeah.
But I met Joey outside the La Crosse Center, and he was happy because he's going to be up near the front. He was there early. Here's Joey. Play it for the people, Rich.
All right. So what's first name?
Joey.
Joey, what are you here to do today?
I'm here to support Trump.
And we're in La Crosse. We're at the La Crosse Center. Are you from here? How far did you drive?
We live on the south side of La Crosse.
So that's not a bad drive at
no,
all.
No, it's not. It was nice and easy.
And what are you hoping the former president says tonight? Do you think you'll get some tough questions?
I think he'll get some tough questions, but knowing Trump, he's going to answer them the way he always does and give us all what we need and want.
Excellent. Now, looks like we're in the couple thousand range, but this place will hold 7,000 or 8,000. You hoping to get up close and personal with Trump tonight?
I'm hoping so. I'm in the front of the line, so I'm hoping so.
Not so bad. Not so bad.
And he's got the pretty MAGA hat, prettier than most, quite frankly. And he's got the double flag sticking out of the MAGA hat. So if that doesn't catch the attention of ADHD Trump, I don't know what will. I hope Joey gets a selfie or something.
Well, Joey's going to be very, if his expectation is that Trump will answer the question as Trump always answers the question, I guarantee you that's how Trump will answer the question. But if that's what you want, if you want non-answers, well, if you want, you know, something other than an articulated, cohesive thought from the guy who's 78 years old running again that you support that didn't, you know, that continues to unwind publicly everywhere he goes and everything he does, well, you know, you're going to get more of that, Joey, so enjoy.
Well, along with the guy I met down at the diner this morning, you know, with the double Trump impeach this with the double middle fingers, I met that guy, and then I met these other people, Dom, and, you know, I got to tell you, I've probably seen enough Trump rallies for one lifetime. I've probably maxed out, and I can probably say, let's call it a wrap. I don't need to do any more Trump rallies, but he's doing a town hall in La Crosse tonight. So if you're hungry for broccoli, you can stick around and get fed. Donald Trump, he moderated a town hall with like 20 people on the stage. It's crazy. It looks like a little mini convention. Like they set it up to be like a mini little convention stage. And Trump apparently will be moderated by Tulsi Gabbard, the Putin-loving former Democratic candidate for president of the United States. She was one of like the 24 in 2019 out there running in Cedar Rapids across Iowa. And the Devil's Advocates, we're going to keep this show running. You can join us here, 844-967-2789. Air the grievances early, Dom. Air them right now. If you ever want to get your grievance on the air, now would be an excellent time to dial 844-967-2789. I'm monitoring the text lines because I know Don doesn't do that.
You're listening to the Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Matinee on Air.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever, only at DevilRadioSwag.com, because we got bills too.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
It all starts with a question more than 75 years ago. Can hauling a fishing pole to the water hole be made easier? Bob and Bill Johnson find an answer, and the very first multi-section bamboo fishing pole is created. It's 1948. The brothers' invention also leads to the launch of St. Croix Rod Company in Park Falls, and it becomes the talk of the state. So do you know which fish is considered the prize catch in Wisconsin? Is it northern pike, bluegill, or walleye? The answer coming up. The St. Croix Rod Company continues to call Park Falls home, but now operates what is considered the most advanced facility in the country. The company offers more than 800 award-winning rods and reels, still being created as the answer to every angler's fishing question. So which fish is the prized catch? Walleye.
Yeah.
It's challenging to catch, delicious to eat. And this is not the one that got away, but is one true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
This is the talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy days to us all. Join us on the lines at 844-967-2789. Follow us on Twitter at Devil Radio. And, of course, the Facey Bookies at the Devil's Advocates Radio. Once again, 844-967-2789. Let's get to it. CJ, I'm surprised you're called in, man. Imagine you would be in La Crosse, Wisconsin today. Welcome to the show, CJ. Your boy's in town. What do you think?
God bless them. Yeah, I guess, you know, the policies that we're going to watch.
Kind of you to say.
Kamala is getting chaperoned by, I don't know what you know, I'd like to call him by his nickname, but. You know, it's pretty sad that you guys don't hold her to the fire. You know, what is her limitations? Is she no limitations on abortion? So, yay! You know,
well,
more black people.
Okay, now, CJ, you throw a lot out there, so help me out just a minute, CJ. Throwing a lot out there. Let me address a couple, number one. My understanding, I know that some of the Republicans and conservatives have been very critical about the fact that Kamala Harris is doing this interview with Tim Walz. But from my understanding and the reading of it, Mitt Romney did his interview with Paul Ryan. This is not uncommon. In fact, it's happened in Republican. Hell, I think Trump and Pence even did their first interview together.
That makes sense.
That's it? That's your answer? Trust me, bro?
They didn't do an interview together. You guys are just... this is so funny.
Claire Trump didn't love
her. Remember, your party was trying to get rid of her 3 months ago. She was she was the drag on the ticket.
So you should be, are you happy then? Are you happy? If she's a drag on the ticket, then you should be just fired up, CJ, that she's here. But, you know, do you accept the fact that the polls are starting to shift? Do you think that's the case, or are those just fake polls?
No, I think there's a lot of uninformed voters that you guys don't have.
I would
about.
Agree with you there, CJ. Let me ask you this. I just saw and retweeted today, Donald Trump's in Potterville, Michigan. And what Trump said today, and you brought this up about asking about Kamala's limitation on abortion. Here's what Trump said. In six states, you're allowed to kill the baby after the baby is born. That's what Donald Trump said today. CJ, is that true?
I don't know what you're talking about, but I believe.
Okay, I'm gonna say slowly, and then I'm gonna ask you again. Donald Trump today in Potterville, Michigan, said regarding abortion, quote, in six states, you're allowed to kill the baby after the baby is born. This is not the first time he said something like this, but it's the most recent time. My question to you, CJ, is Donald Trump being truthful when he says that?
Make the decision. He believes in limitations or exceptions.
I don't know what you mean. You're not answering the question, CJ. Is Donald Trump being honest when he tells you that? You keep talking, man, but you're not answering the question. I appreciate that. But listen, I'm going to give you one last chance. And the answer, I think, would be no, that's totally wrong. Killing a baby after it's born, that's murder. That's literally murder. That's the definition. Although I get it, you know, my uncle used to tell me it's never too late for an abortion when I was misbehaving. But CJ, Donald Trump said in six states, you're allowed to kill the baby after the baby is born. Is that an accurate statement? Yes or no?
And Tim Walz let eight.
Okay. Thanks for the call, man. 844-967-2789. I just wonder if he even knows that he's on mute when I'm asking the question. He's just sitting there yelling at the clouds. Mark from the SAC, you're up. Welcome, buddy. What do you got for us?
Well, I just checked it out, and in July of 2016, Donald Trump sat down with Mike Pence to do the first interview together. And that I've tried to check further to see if Trump had done anything after he'd secured the nomination in 2016 that did an interview all by his lonesome, but I haven't found that yet, if he did or not. But this nonsense that they give that for no limitations, under Roe there is limitations in the third trimester of the pregnancy.
Of course.
And they do not kill the babies after they are born. The only time that, for the majority of the cases when abortions occur so late in the pregnancy like that, it's some crisis situation where it's the life of the mother that is at risk. And that for them to say this kind of stuff, it is just, it's lying. It's just out and out lying. It's not, they're so misinformed. They allow themselves to be misinformed and listen to this crap, and they allow themselves to be misinformed, and they don't give a rat's ass about the women themselves. Apparently women are just vessels to birth babies because men can't do it themselves. It is just sad that there's this kind of nonsense.
Well, Mark, I would say if men did the birthing of babies, there wouldn't be any babies, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. CJ, for the record, it is not true. Donald Trump is a big fat liar when he tells Potterville, Michigan, the audience, that in six states, you're allowed to kill the baby after the baby is born. That is not true. That's a big fat lie.
CJ is being accused from Milwaukee on the text line.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates. Come back with us, the Happier Happy Hour, and your calls, 844-967-2789.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Travel Wisconsin's Logan Rogge, and director Sean Hannish joins the show to talk about his documentary, Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Pickleball. Yeah. Where's Greg Baca on this? Because I'm about to offend all these many, many people in Wisconsin who play it. It's overgrown ping pong. I mean, come on.
It's underbaked tennis.
Well, I've already done it because on the text line, Matt from Germantown, don't make fun of pickleball.
We're not making fun of pickleball. We're simply making fun of the people who play pickleball. There is a difference.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.